Well, thanks, Jim, for coming on the program.
Thanks for making the time, Logan.
Yeah, no problem. So just the easy question, you know, why are you campaigning in Guthrie Center?
Well, you want to hit every community in Iowa as best you can, every county, all 99 counties. And Guthrie Center is a place that represents the values of Iowa, I believe. Well, the true values of Iowa are conservative values. Had an opportunity to visit with some people earlier today in Greenfield, and you know, those values should define us, and I think they best serve us. So, you know, when you travel around rural communities, you get a real feel for what Iowa's truly about. So I'm getting into this race for a pretty simple reason. If you look 20 years down the road, do you believe our grandchildren are going to be free? When I look at what's going on today since Election Day, the answer to that, I think, is no. I also got in because I didn't think the election should have been certified. I thought Senator Grassley made a grave mistake.
So that leads me to my second question. Why are you running against incumbent Chuck Grassley? Mm-hmm.
There's enough doubt about the election, and there were allegations of fraud that they should have looked into it. I mean, just honestly, you should have looked into it just to allay the doubts of people. If there's no fraud, there's no fraud. But after 4 years of Russian collusion investigations that turned out to be entirely bogus, you couldn't give 75 million voters a hearing? Just give us a hearing? You know, get some data from those secretaries of state. Let's have an honest look at it. Well, that didn't happen. I mean, the people that you rely on to get to the truth didn't look into it. I think there's an undercurrent with a lot of Iowans that I talk to that don't trust the process. So there's been a real breach of trust between politicians and the voters because of what they saw. And they don't feel like they were represented. Thousands of emails got sent to Senator Grassley, hundreds of Facebook posts, probably thousands of Facebook posts, and people around the state let him know in no uncertain terms, we want this looked at, and he ignored them. And I think he hurt himself, and I think he hurt the people of Iowa by not paying attention to what the people wanted him to do.
And then that leads me into another issue, talking about Facebook, and one of your things on your agenda is attacking big tech.
Mm-hmm.
What are your plans on facing the big tech giants?
Well, you know, you look at how much power they have, Logan. It's really serious. Did you ever see that movie, Social Dilemma?
I have not.
It's okay. It was a movie put out 4 years ago by Netflix. I'm not a big Netflix guy, but a friend of mine did tell me you need to see this. And so they had executives from Instagram and Facebook and Twitter who all said, there's an agenda here to addict our young people to cell phones. We know that when they censored a sitting president that they want to control content. And we also know that our privacy, our everyday lives, are being encroached on without our knowledge or consent. I mean, the other day I just had a conversation with my wife where I talked about an infected toenail. Next day I get an ad for some cream for infected toenails. And it wasn't even, you know, during a normal conversation on the phone. It was just a conversation with my wife where my cell phone's in the room. So if big tech is now in our living rooms and we don't know they're there, that's not a good thing. And we know that because we all get those ads for stuff. And it begs another question. If $600 billion worth of intellectual property can be stolen from this nation annually in our private sector, in our military sector, how is it they can get away with that when they know that I have an infected toenail, Logan? They shouldn't be able to get away with that, which is, you know, a big security breach.
And what would you do about the Section 230 that these companies are protected by?
Well, I think if you are if you have a political agenda, you shouldn't be protected by it. And it's been shown that they have a political agenda. So you need to look at implementing some antitrust legislation and bring in some real competition instead of allowing platforms like Parler to be shut down within days of the election. The reason why you shut down platforms, the reason why you censor speech, is you don't want people to have the benefit of an opposing point of view, and maybe you have an even more ulterior motive than that one. People have a right to know differing opinions, and silencing free speech is not the right way to go for any of us.
And then you hit on the election, and then talking about a big talking point was the Georgia State Bill, the Election Integrity Act. Do you support that bill, and what reform would you put into elections, as you were talking about?
We need election integrity. You know, the worst form of voter suppression is fraud. Fraud diminishes everybody's vote. And if we don't have voter ID, we don't have an authentic process. Anybody can vote multiple times. Anybody can say they're somebody when they're not. And you don't have an authentic process. It's a process that can be easily manipulated. I think we saw that, you know, when Pennsylvania pretty much trashes every meaningful way to determine a voter's identification, you know, fraud is the next step, and I believe that's what happened. That's just not something you should open the door to. And here's the bigger problem. Because Chuck Grassley didn't look into this. It incentivizes it. It makes it worse the next election. You know, none of the bad actors were held accountable, if there were any. And there's this systemic lack of accountability in government where, you know, the political class plays by a different set of rules than you and me. You know, Hillary Clinton ignores a federal subpoena for emails and nothing happens to her. This election, or the people who drafted the phony FISA warrants to wiretap a sitting president. You know, there's a different set of rules, no accountability, and it's systemic, and it needs to be confronted by having people go to jail. If you want to restore trust, start sending people to jail for those kinds of things.
Additionally, another one of your issues is fixing immigration. What mm-hmm. would you do different than the current administration that's in power right now?
Well, President Trump was right. We have to have a wall. We can't have immigration reform without a wall. There is a need for immigration reform because the FICA money that's lost, there's an underground economy that could, in some measure, subsidize our Social Security, you know, other needed government platforms where that money, which should be part of it. I mean, if you're going to benefit from living in the United States, you should be paying into the government coffers, and a lot of that money's lost. But you can't have that until there's a wall. And, you know, there really are dangerous bad actors who come into this country. Like, I read one estimate that said 99% of the methamphetamine that comes into Iowa comes from Mexico. One in five of our inmates, state and federal prisons, are there for meth. You know, there's just a whole litany of problems that come to us. And, you know, a lot of people leave Mexico because of the violence in Mexico and the idea that we're going to open our borders to a very violent country run by drug cartels. We're like opening up the front door to this country for drug cartels to come in here. That's not something. The first duty of government is to protect the citizens of the country. They should never have allowed that to happen.